I'm Frances, known as Fran O'Neill, and I've just had a 74th birthday. I still work full-time. I work for the wonderful National Trust. I'm doing a plug here at Fountains Abbey, just up the road. I live here. I rent here. At the moment, I have a property that I've bought just up here, and the builders are doing work on it. I've rented here for 21 years. I woke with a humongous noise about, I think it was 12:30, 12:45, and my natural instinct was to get up to see what this noise was. Clearly, at that time of the night, you're in a deep sleep. So I got up, I went out of my back door, across my small courtyard, and I was just going to go down the steps that lead to my garden. I went down one step and realised that there was no steps, that the ground was moving. I literally turned back round, grabbed hold of a metal pole that had used to have my washing line, grabbed hold of that, pulled myself back up and back into the house.
That sounds absolutely terrifying. What was going through your mind? What was that
like? I was still quite sleepy, I have to say. But my feet were caked in mud from where I'd been, and I went back out, and Ben, my next door neighbour, was calling the police. The next thing I know, the fire brigade turned up, three fire engines turned up, and the fire brigade were absolutely wonderful. They were so helpful and supportive, and, you know, and telling us what we could do. We must leave the house.
Did you realise immediately what it was that had happened?
Well, I do know that there is gypsum here. I've seen a report. The fault goes through our gardens at the back here. And a year and a half ago, or a couple of years ago, half a house disappeared from a house at the end of the road here. But also, at the back, there's a big field and an old auction mart, and they put planning permission in to build 97 houses there. And a lot of us got together to say, no, you can't do this. There's a real problem with gypsum.
And then, so tell me where you went last night and sort of what happens next.
So the next thing you know, the fire brigade got in touch with the people who own the pub, Magdalene's pub. We went in there to get elsewhere, go back into the house, get a few belongings, and Ben, my next door neighbour, very kindly got me a bed at the hotel up here. So I didn't know, I wanted somewhere where I could walk so that I could come back, because I didn't know whether the police would block this road off. When I look back, the frightening bit was when I thought I was stuck and going down into the hole, when I realised that was the frightening bit. But having got myself out of there, then I'm fine.
You say you live in the area, so yes. Do you feel safe where you live?
Yes.
You do?
I love it. I love living here. Who wouldn't? You know, we've got this lovely park in front. I work just up the road at Fountains Abbey, so I can get there in 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 minutes. I love living here.
And you said earlier now you're homeless. What happens next?
My landlord, the council, the man from the council is going to get in touch with his people. Or my landlord's been in touch with me, and he is going to see if his insurance covers me as a tenant to get me accommodation.
Is your view that it could have been a lot worse then?
Yes, the houses could have collapsed. And there could have been loss of injury. Nobody got hurt. There hadn't been nobody. There's been no injury and no loss of life. And so I've got a little bit of a scar on my foot where I fell down the steps into the hole, but that's about all.